This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here if you would like on the radio. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can jump into. It's the top room on our chat server at discord.lrn.fm, where you can chat with other listeners before, during, and after the show, both in voice form and in text form. So head on over there and enjoy that, too. As we go to your calls and thoughts coming up, John Stossel has confronted some corrupt politicians. And, Johnson, you said this is audio worth sharing.
I believe so, yeah.
So we're going to share that with you. But first, we go to the phones to the fun. It's Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I just wanted to share with you the inefficiencies of our own state government.
Sure.
So we have this weird system where they can only pass the budget or raise, they can only raise revenue every other year. So we're in one of those years where they can't actually pass any revenue raising bills in the regular session. So they've had to do special sessions because, as you may know, we're broke, almost $1 billion broke in this state as far as state government is concerned. So they had to.
So wait, you mean the state government in Louisiana has spent more than $1 billion that they don't have?
No. Well, their usual budget to cover all of the state expenses are about $800 million short at this point.
That means they've spent $800 million they don't have.
Yes, sir. I guess
right.
So.
Okay.
So
got it.
Okay. So they're $800 million short. They continue to try to, pass bills to increase the sales tax. So they had two special sessions probably in February and March. Didn't get anywhere. They had the full session. They couldn't raise any more money. And then they had another special session. It costs $60,000 every single day the special session is in session. And it usually goes through the weekend as well. So it's not just weekday. So the third special session to try and raise revenue and get a budget passed actually expired yesterday at midnight. And they filibustered. They actually had almost an agreement, and they filibustered it. So our Democratic governor now is going to have to call yet another special session, and yet the new year starts in July. So it's absolutely ridiculous that the partisanship that we're experiencing not only in the federal government is now bleeding into the states as well. It's just crazy.
Well, what's going to happen? I mean, you know, like with the federal government, though, if they can't come to an agreement on a budget, they have a shutdown, and there's all this, you know, fear mongering about, oh, they're going to close the parks and they're going to close the police, and you know, what's going to happen in Louisiana? Are they going to stop certain services? I mean, is there sort of this looming threat of, you know, like they did in Michigan or in Detroit, where they bring in a special organizer who comes in and like tries to, you know, fix things economically? How's it going to work there?
That I don't know. I know that they're going to have to cut, you know, across the board, but I assume that things will be shut down if they don't have another budget passed like they're supposed to. It's ridiculous. It's just so we're short $800 million, yet they can pay our legislatures to come in $60,000 a day to make these special sessions run, and yet they won't pass anything. Now, one good thing about it, though, that they have passed is that the medical marijuana, you can take it with a pill or something where it doesn't have that high THC or something. They've expanded the list of ailments that you can treat with that. So
okay,
that was a positive thing. But as far as this budget thing, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And
it sounds that way.
I just wanted to share that with you all. In our legislatures are actually paid, I think, around maybe $30,000 to $32,000 a year plus per diem. I don't think that they do that in New Hampshire. I think they were paid very minimal.
It's $100 a year in New Hampshire plus a small gas stipend for the state reps here. Just to clarify something. So the $30,000 is the sort of a flat salary, but they're making extra for these overtimes, right?
Correct. They get, I think it's around 30,000. Please don't quote me on that. Plus per diem per day. And I was listening to a local station today, and they even asked one of the politicians, are you all holding out so you all can just get paid per diem? And they're like, oh, no. It's all, you know, this partisanship from these conservative legislatures that don't want to raise taxes so that we can actually cover all of our expenses. Because we
have laughing all the way to the bank.
Thank you all. Appreciate
hey, thanks
it.
For the call tonight, Vernon. I appreciate it. And, you know, if you're frustrated about that...
I can't imagine how you're not.
If you're paying attention, you probably are.
If you're not frustrated by that, you're frustrated by what your state's doing.
Sure. The only person who's not frustrated are those state reps who just keep getting paid over hand over fist to go in there and argue with each
That's
other.
That's true. They're not frustrated.
If you are frustrated, though, I would like to suggest that you look into the New Hampshire Freedom Migration if you're a libertarian. If you are a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist and you love freedom, look, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to turn around the state of Louisiana. You're not going to turn around the state of Florida. You're not going to turn around likely whatever state it is you find yourself in. It's hard enough to do it all in one place. It's a challenge here in New Hampshire, but we actually have libertarians getting elected here. They're getting elected as Republicans and Democrats, and they're We actually have three sitting state reps who are actual Libertarian Party members, which is three more than all the other 49 states combined. So, like, there's no doubt that we can actually have an impact here and that we are having an impact here. And if you want to have a chance at turning the ship of state in a different direction towards more freedom, this is the one place I think that it's actually possible. And I want to encourage folks to go to move.shiresociety.com. You can learn more about that there. Or better yet, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. There's a great hour-long documentary there about some of the great reasons why already you're going to be more free. Like, as Vernon pointed out, do you think there's going to be more freedom in a place where the state representatives get paid $30,000 plus per diem per year, or the state where they get paid $100? What kind of person is that job going to attract at, say, $40,000 a year versus $100 a year?
Well, the answer is, before the Free State Project, it attracted largely ideological geriatrics, right? So old people, retired people that had enough time that they were in enough interest to get into politics.
Yeah. And those people managed to keep New Hampshire as one of the smallest state governments in the entire country and made it very difficult.
That's not exactly the right way to phrase it. Those people failed to grow the most cumbersome and difficult state legislature and you grow the government through that. It's not like they held the line for freedom. Largely what they did was they just didn't have the time, energy, inclination, or geritol to
Actually, a lot of them held the line for freedom, Mark. You don't know because you don't spend any time in the state house. The New Hampshire natives are, in large part, a very freedom-loving bunch. I mean, it is just a slogan, live free or die, to some extent, but also it's really real within the hearts and minds of the people of New Hampshire and the Granite Staters. And if you haven't interacted with many of the state reps,
I spent plenty of time in the state house, more than probably 99% of the population of the state of New Hampshire.
Sure, but just a fraction compared to me and Daryl.
That is absolutely
true. Really have virtually no experience by comparison.
Well, I spent a lot more time early on than you did.
Yeah.
And I can say that, you know, back then, because that's what we're talking about, it was, you know, what I saw was I saw a whole bunch of, ideologically motivated Democrats that were trying to grow the government.
Yeah, that's what happens. People who are attracted to power are going to seek that power, even in a place where they only get paid $100 a year, which is why we need more liberty-minded folks to come here and back up what is already a very successful movement. Let's go to JP. He's calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, JP. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. What's up, Mark? Hey, Johnson. I just want to give an update on my arrest. It was recently dismissed because the officer in question was charged and fired from the Manchester Police Department.
This was the officer who had accused you of lying to the police.
Yeah, I filed a complaint on him for removing me from a very unreasonable distance of video recording a traffic stop with a bunch of undercovers on Main Street.
In Manchester.
In Manchester. It's part of their street gang unit, their ghost unit, they call it, and he was one of the head honchos there.
Was he a sergeant? What was his rank at the time?
He wasn't a sergeant. He was just a class one detective.
Okay, detective. I want you to tell us a little bit more about...
You don't see detectives getting canned every day.
Yeah, well, this guy is apparently quite corrupt. We'll get to more of the story here. JP, if you can hang on, we'll bring you back here. JP, longtime police accountability activist up here in the Keene area. He actually branches out to several other areas of the state, which is why he was doing work in Manchester when he was arrested for just simply trying to hold the police accountable with a video camera. Charges dropped because the cop, turns out, he's the liar. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction. Action being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the Comet Housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we were talking about being here in New Hampshire as part of an activist migration. And if we, you know, if it's sounding tantalizing to you to actually have some success as a libertarian, well, you can have it here in New Hampshire. In fact, the more libertarian types we move to New Hampshire, the more success we'll have, the sooner we'll have it. If you want to see what it's like to actually be around people who are pro-freedom for about a week's time, then come on up to ForkFest. It's happening in less than 2 weeks. In fact, more like a week and a half, basically, even less than that. It's next Thursday is when it starts, the 14th of this month. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about it. What is it? Well, it's a decentralized camping event. You may have heard of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a libertarian camping event that's been going on for 15 years. It's centralized. It's got organizers. They've got a guest list. They've got, you know, tickets that they sell. ForkFest, there's no tickets. There's no board of directors. There's no organization. It's all self-organized by the people who are attending that event. So, for instance, their Alt Expo is going to be locating a tent there. We just found that out last night. And Free Talk Live is lined up to be one of the sponsors of that tent. So individuals are organizing what happens at ForkFest. There's going to be a party that Jim Babb, who's a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, he threw a party last year on the last night of ForkFest. They're throwing another one this year. So it's nice to see events that happened last year coming back and doing another edition this year. This year we're going to see, at least from my count, at least three food vendors this year, whereas last year there was none, because last year was the first year. And so ForkFest's kind of getting its, you know, it's getting its roots, it's getting its footing. It's, again, second year of the event. It's decentralized, so we don't know exactly what it's going to look like.
Clawing its way out of the primordial
ooze. Yeah, that's true, and it's fun to watch it. It really is. We've got over 40 people now in the ForkFest Telegram chat. And
yeah, it's so chatty in there that I muted it.
You muted the notification. Yeah, so did I. just check in with it a few times a day and see what's going on.
Well, not even that many, but yeah.
ForkFest.party. You can go there. You can get the link to the Telegram chat. You can get the link to the ForkFest forums. The ForkFest forums are where you can find more of an organized discussion about different things that might be happening. There's a marriage wedding that's going to happen on Sunday. Daryl's going to be doing athletic events. He's going to throw a party. If you've ever done a beer run before, or if you've never done a beer run, you'll be able to do that at ForkFest. So go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more.
Is it a beer run when you drive off to get beer?
No, apparently not. If it's an athletic event, Mark, then you would actually have to run, I believe it's a quarter mile, pound a beer, run another quarter mile and pound another beer, run another quarter mile, pound a beer, and then run another quarter mile and pound. I think that's how you do it. I believe that's what he told me.
I'm going to leave that for somebody else.
So anyway, it should be an interesting time. Go to ForkFest.party. It's happening June 14th through the 18th. Definitely not too late to have the excuse to come up to the beautiful Rogers Campground at the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely splendid to be there. And JP is on the line with us here, JP Freeman from Keene, New Hampshire, telling us a little bit about or an update in your case where you were arrested by a cop in Manchester. You were video recording. He trumped up a reason to arrest you and then charged you with, wasn't it like lying to a police officer?
No, what happened was I filed a complaint on him, and me and one of your other co-hosts, Chris Wade, went down to the Manchester Police Department a few weeks later and filed a formal complaint. And then we did a cop chasing event, cop block chasing event out in Rochester, and a warrant popped up, and I didn't know what it was about. So he followed me all the way back in the back of a cruiser, all the way to Manchester, and he bailed me out because he's an awesome dude.
Chris, our co-host from Friday nights, yeah. Great guy.
And I cleaned his car for it.
Nice.
So, anyways, I didn't know what it was about until I saw the bail report, and it said I have to stay away from the victim, Aaron Brown. So I put the link together and found out. And then
the victim,
a really hot...
The cop.
The cop.
The victim cop.
I have to stay away from the victim in his workplace, which is the police department.
It's
so
ridiculous.
I guess I'm screwed if I get in trouble, right, if I need assistance in Manchester because I can't go to the police department. I need to stay away, and there was a no-contact order for his place of work and him. Huh. Well, anyways, yeah, true story. So a hotshot lawyer named John Meyer jumped on board He represented me. And
longtime listeners will remember the name John Meyer. He has represented famously the Robin Hooders here in Keene, which was an epic civil court case where the city of Keene was suing me and five other activists in the area for filling parking meters, to save people from getting parking tickets. John Meyer was just absolutely amazing in court. He's a great free speech attorney, and in this case, he took your case, which is awesome. Pro bono.
Yeah, he also won the he won the state of New Hampshire versus Allard case in New Hampshire Supreme Court, and the free speech case about the guy that got arrested running around Mount Monadnock with a Sasquatch suit.
That's right. Free
speech. Oh, he represented him too.
He did.
Yeah, he won.
Why would you arrest somebody in a large monkey suit running, hiking a mountain?
I forget the details in that case, but it was ridiculous.
Public mayhem he got and disorderly conduct and all kinds of stuff, but they were all dropped through the New Hampshire Supreme Court under free speech.
Right.
But anyway, that's John Meyer. He filed an extensive discovery request with the prosecution's office, and they kept like putting up the date and putting up the date, and then my trial date was supposed to be April 13th. That fell on a Friday. That Monday, there was this long filing. I have the PDF on the Cop Chaser Facebook page requesting that they're asking us for permission to continue because their main chief witness is being investigated criminally.
The cop.
So I'm like, yeah, the cop, Aaron Brown, Detective Aaron Brown.
Yep. No.
So
no,
essentially,
no continuance.
I got arrested.
They got charged.
Yeah, they granted it, of course. And then all of a sudden, Thursday morning, that Thursday, which is the 12th of April, my message board is blowing up. It's going crazy. Have you seen the news? Have you seen WMUR Channel 9? Have you seen, the Keene Sentinel, the union leader? I guess Detective Murphy and another guy got fired at the same time.
Wow, fired?
Criminal charges. Yeah, fired. Completely fired.
It's so pretty rare to see cops get fired, right? Like, that's pretty unprecedented. And by the way, Mark, they would have wanted the continuance because you want to have the evidence. If you know your prime witness is being investigated for corruption and the prosecution is asking you for a continuance, you're like, heck yeah, let's continue this because you don't want to go to court before you have the evidence against this guy. Right, before you can impeach the witness.
Often I find that allowing, if the other side's asking for a continuance, you don't give it to them.
In this case, that would be a mistake. You want to have the corruption information on your side.
John Meyer said, yes, let's give him the time to investigate this case because he just got back from a long trip or something, so he didn't know the scuttlebutt of Manchester at that point. The next day he knew a lot more. And he said that the stateies and detectives and all kinds of AG's office investigators, this is serious. So I'm like, okay. He goes, it looks like they might dismiss this by Friday. So I'm still thinking I have to go to this trial. And I have two kids on my own, so I have to line up babysitters and all kinds.
And we can't really let you slide on that. So, but good news, though. Glad to hear that the charges were dropped and this officer was fired, maybe facing criminal charges on his own. And in the part that I don't think JP got to, but I would have asked him about, was they are, I believe, planning a civil case against the officer. So there may be a turnaround on this for JP, having to go through this.
That'll advise the next officer that thinks about this not to do that.
All right, we got more coming up here in a moment. Speaking of corruption, Johnson's got a story about that from John Stossel, but you actually found a cop-related story, too.
Yeah, that's right. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News. As the polls close in eight states where election primaries are being held today, no one faces a bigger challenge than John Cox. He's a California Republican who's running for governor.
We need to get back to reality. The Democrats have made this the highest tax state in the country. And Gavin Newsom has made a promise to the people of California. He's going to double the state income tax. He's going to raise property taxes. And he's going to defend the gas tax, which has pushed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon, way more than our neighboring states. I think the people of this state have had enough, and that's why they're going to elect me in November.
If Cox does make it through the primary, he would face Gavin Newsom. We're also hearing tonight that Kelly Sadler, the White House aide who made a controversial statement about Senator John McCain, is no longer with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in, toll free, and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. The Blink home security system is shockingly affordable, considering how well it actually works and how easy it is to use and install. It's wireless. So if you've ever done a home security system install before, you know how much of a pain in the butt it is. If you, you know, don't know what you're doing, you probably should hire a professional because there's a lot of drilling and hole punching and pulling wires and all that stuff that's involved in a typical home security system. With Blink, it's wireless, so you just open the package, put the batteries in the cameras, and put them up wherever you want them, and then you set it up wirelessly via your device, like a smartphone or a tablet, and it's super fast, super easy, and very affordable. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours for your house or maybe a small office. I think it would work well for that, too. And you'll save 15% by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So, again, blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, makes it super easy for you to monitor your home wherever you are. Because, you know, if something moves in front of those Blink cams, whenever you've told it to be looking for that sort of thing, so maybe during the middle of the night or daytime, whenever, it'll send that clip of that thing, whatever it was, to you. Wherever you are. Or, like you said before, Mark, you can just check on in whenever you feel like it, just to see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely true. So if you leave, leave for work at 8 a.m. and you don't get back till 5 p.m., you set that thing to start, watching at 8:15 a.m. and to stop watching at 4:45 p.m. and your house is basically watched over in that period of time.
Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Jonathan, you had a corrupt cop story as well, since JP had called in with an outrageous lying cop actually caught and possibly being charged in Manchester, New Hampshire. You have a related story.
Yes, guys, this seems like somebody JP might get along with. It's New Hampshire police have charged and arrested a man for criticizing them on the internet.
Oh, boy.
So this man is Robert W. Freese in Exeter, New Hampshire. On May 23rd, a police officer arrested and took him to the station for booking. Freese is no stranger to law enforcement. In the past, he has been convicted of fraud, criminal trespassing, and a hit-and-run. His vehicle was easy to track because of its notable vanity plate, Trump 1. But this latest arrest, Freese learned, had nothing to do with those earlier mishaps. Instead, he had been apprehended for insulting a police officer on the internet.
Wow.
The facts of the case, laid out by the Seacoast Online and criminal complaint against Freese, are straightforward. On May 3rd, Freese wrote a comment on Seacoast Online article about a recently retiring police officer, Dan D'Amato. He believed that D'Amato had treated him unfairly and harshly criticized his alleged misconduct. He then tore into Exeter Police Chief William Shoup, declaring that Chief Shoup covered up for this dirty cop. Although the outlet removed the comment, the police charged Freese with criminal defamation of character, a Class B misdemeanor.
Wow.
In New Hampshire, police departments have authority to prosecute these low-level crimes. Their complaint alleged that he purposely communicated on a public website in writing information which he knows to be false and knows will tend to expose another person to public contempt by posting that Chief Shoup covered up for a dirty cop. Freese's arrest was quite unusual. Class B misdemeanors may result in fines, but not jail time, and officers do not typically detain a suspect whose alleged crime may not be punished with a deprivation of liberty. The police released Freese on his own recognizance. His arraignment is scheduled for July 10th.
So I did just pull up the RSA, as they call them here in New Hampshire, for criminal defamation and
revised statutes annotated.
Yeah, I can't imagine this is constitutional. I mean, it can't possibly be, because generally, as I understand it, and I'm not an attorney, the case law in the case of public persons is to say that you can pretty much say whatever you want about people in the public light. They don't have the same kind of protections as private individuals as far as, like, libel is concerned. But this is a criminal charge, and so I don't know how this is going to pan out. I can't imagine this is the first time a case like this has been brought in the history of New Hampshire. So it would seem like they're probably trying to intimidate this guy and hoping they can get away with having this dude take a plea deal. I imagine, hopefully the article will tell us a little bit more about it as he lawyered up, because this is definitely a case you want to talk to the ACLU about and or find an attorney who can help you with it, because it seems like you could win this, especially if he can prove
and make a lot of money on it potentially. So the article goes on to say, are these actions by the Exeter police actually legal? Almost certainly not. Political speech and
they're legal, they're just not constitutional.
Political speech and in particular criticism of public officials lies at the heart of the First Amendment.
It does.
And the Exeter police would have to overcome several hurdles to secure a conviction. Perhaps most obviously, the law under which Freese was charged may be unconstitutional on its face. The statute criminalizes false speech that tends to expose a living person to public hatred, contempt, or ridicule without distinguishing between expression directed at private individuals and public figures. But the First Amendment protects some false speech, particularly in the context of political debate. And the astonishing breadth of this law, outlawing any fiction that brings ridicule upon a living person, raises serious constitutional concerns. Even if the statute comports with the Constitution, its application in this case remains suspect. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, the government may not penalize criticism of public officials, like a police chief, unless it was made with actual malice, knowledge of its falsity, or reckless disregard to its truth. The stringent standard...
It was probably made with malice.
Well, yeah. But that stringent standard protects rhetorical hyperbole, which appears to be what Friis engaged in here. It's not all that clear that Friis intended to express a statement of fact. Read in context, his comment seems to imply that the police chief excused the patrolman's alleged misbehavior. Friis is not necessarily accusing Shoup of a crime, so much as drawing an inference from his own manifold encounters with the Exeter police. Sullivan plainly protects his right to fling this disparagement at Shoup, even if it might not be true in a strictly literal sense.
Yeah. Like, this poor baby police chief had somebody criticize him on the internet. And he's got men with guns who will go and obey his every command and, you know, put that guy in a jail cell. Even if the case gets overturned, and it should, in the courts, the police chief isn't going to lose his job.
Right. That's the thing I was going to say here is that, once again, we have a government official who is not liable for his actions, he's not responsible for his actions, and he's acted, well, I don't know, irresponsibly. It's like you could write this. Oh, we know this, but we continue to put up with it.
So that goes on to say here, even if Friis did aim to charge Shoup with the crime of covering up police misconduct, Sullivan still likely shields his speech from government sanction.
Yeah.
All evidence suggests that Friis believes that Exeter police are engaged in wrongdoing that Shoup has concealed. To successfully prosecute Friis, the police would have to prove that he made his claim knowing full well that Shoup is innocent of this crime, or at least recklessly indifferent to the veracity of his comment. There is virtually no chance that the department could clear this high bar. Sullivan is particularly relevant because of the odd facts of this case. It is extremely unusual for the government to prosecute defamation as a crime. The vast majority of defamation claims are civil suits in which one party...
Sure, show damages.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, one party seeks redress from the other.
Right. This shouldn't be criminal. Police shouldn't be involved. If one person calls somebody a screaming ninny, that should be something that they take to arbitration. Sadly, civil courts are our highest form of arbitration. We need to fix that, too.
Which, of course, not even the police chief can do that, because, again, he's a public figure. He wouldn't have any standing, basically, to lose that case, too, as he should. There's more coming up here. That's my understanding. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We're talking about some bad cops, and we'll get a little... There's more to your story, a little more analysis of the police chief who got his feelings so hurt that he just had to arrest a man who commented about him on a newspaper article. I mean, that's how insane and how pathetic... this officer is.
We might have done bad things, and we have a right to be forgotten.
This makes me want to write up a nice little piece about him for Free Keen, which I'd heard about the story, and I just had not looked into it yet. And that's definitely some FreeKeen.com content.
I've definitely felt like, having somebody arrested that's made some comments on the internet. I've got to say that. I mean, like, it's some people say some really awful stuff.
Having someone arrested on the internet for that particular mean comment certainly seems a little bit like the Streisand effect, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's really
certainly seems to imply that maybe he was covering some stuff up, and he was trying even harder to cover it up a little bit more with this arrest. It seems to imply that.
But if the if the police chief got away with it, and he probably would have too if it wasn't for you rotten kids and your stinking dog.
Got against Jazzy?
No, not Jazzy.
Let's go to the phones here. Video. I got David on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Yeah, that's Albuquerque, New Mexico. Clearly what that cop is doing is illegal. It's a civil rights violation, clearly, and they should pursue that malicious prosecution, et cetera, with a lawsuit or something in the vicinity of a quarter mil.
Absolutely.
I was calling because of something that was mentioned last night when Mark and Ian, you were both there, and Mark had brought it up on Sunday night, and that was the civil asset forfeiture. Obviously everybody, most everybody listening or party disagrees with civil asset forfeiture as it's described. Do you need to describe it to your listeners at all?
So there's criminal asset forfeiture, there's civil asset forfeiture, but either way, I'm against both of them, and that's where the government essentially is stable.
I'm pro public asset forfeiture, actually.
homestead it.
Civil asset forfeiture doesn't require a crime to have been committed by somebody to have been charged for a crime, and that's very, very complicating in getting your stuff back.
Yes, because you usually have to hire an attorney, and that probably is going to cost you more in some cases to fight it in court than it might even be worth, whatever the thing was. And it's just incredibly onerous and difficult and outrageous what people have done to them. But go ahead.
Yeah, the connection I wanted people to make was that most people are against civil asset forfeiture as described. You haven't done anything criminal whatsoever. You're not being charged with it, arrested for it, cited for anything criminal whatsoever, yet the state, the government is taking your assets. And so what I'd like to then, what I then ask, rhetorically ask people to consider is, so how about children? Should the state be able to come in and take your children without any crime being committed, without any charges, without any arrest, without even any allegations without any indictment or arraignment or trial or conviction, any of that? Yet, here in the States, we allow our government to take children basically because they feel like it, because they want to, and they don't cite, formally speaking, they do not cite any criminal, in most cases, in many cases. Certainly if you beat your child and the cops come and they see the marks and they arrest you for assault and battery on your child, then whatever separation you get from your child is based on criminal charges. But that's only part of it. The majority of children parent cases are not involving any criminal law whatsoever. It's all based in civil law, which is the same as the taking of a suspicious amount of money. If you happen to have $5,000 in cash on you, you're suspicious and we're taking your $5,000 in cash. And it's based on civil law, not on criminal law, because it's not illegal to carry that money.
They'll take children from people just because some busybody neighbor called in a report.
Well, how do you feel about the government using eminent domain to create a right-of-way, to create a passage for government employees across your child?
it's the same thing. They're not using criminal law to do an eminent domain thing across your child. They're using civil law, and so the common denominator here is this. What I'm trying to demonstrate to people is that your government has been sneaking up on you, and where they can't get away with calling something criminal because nothing criminal happened. So what they do is they write civil law that gives them, quote unquote, discretion and best interests of the children. And what it comes down to is that they can subjectively, whether it's a therapist or a doctor or a lawyer or a guardian ad litem lawyer, a judge, whatever, they can say, I think it's best if your child comes with us. And so what do you think of that process of using civil child forfeiture to kidnap children?
I think you've done an excellent job of drawing the parallels between the government taking children versus taking other properties. I think you nailed it. Thank you, David, for the call here tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And in other countries like the UK, it goes even further, where we've seen cases recently where not only will the government can they take children from you, but they'll take it and prevent you from taking it back and keep it in a hospital until it dies. I mean, we've seen children being put to death basically by these government death panels in the UK, and parents can't do anything about it.
The UK has proposed putting cameras in people's houses because kids were alleged to not have been eating enough vegetables.
By the way, I think when referring to children, the proper non-gendered pronoun is they, not it.
So, is that right? Did I say it?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, they're not a they either, right? Like, they is multiple people.
It's still singular. It's still, they is still used as singular.
Isn't that incorrect,
a singular non-gendered pronoun when referring to a human being in general.
I think he or she.
It's just generally considered kind of inappropriate.
He or she is probably the way you should do that if you're looking for the proper English.
He in the case of Alfie.
Yeah.
The child in the UK.
Yeah. And then the kid before was also a male, so you could just go ahead and say he. But he is also fine if you don't want to say or she, because he is the singular in that circumstance. Parents all across the United States and around the world are suffering from what David's talking about. But we've seen instances in the U.S. where there was a charge, there was a criminal charge, and a kid was taken, and still terrible things. Like, I believe it was Colorado prior to the, I could be wrong on the state, but prior to the legalization of marijuana, there was a child that was taken from a family, and that kid was killed by the foster parents.
Yeah.
I mean, it was terrible, but...
They beat him or starve him?
I don't
usually know. One or the other. So, there's so many horrifying stories.
Can it be both?
It could be. Johnson, let's go back to the police in this case. Corrupt cop has a man arrested in Exeter, New Hampshire for a critical comment on a newspaper article.
So just to rehash a little bit here, Sullivan is particularly relevant because of the odd facts of this case. It is extremely unusual for the government to prosecute defamation as a crime.
Very.
The vast majority of defamation claims are civil suits.
Even the city of Keene isn't dumb enough to do this one. Yeah. I mean, they've done some dumb stuff before, but they've never gone after me for writing critical articles about them.
And again, civil suits are those in which one party seeks redress from the other. Here, the Exeter police are attempting to use the machinery of government to retaliate against an individual for denigrating them.
Right.
Their charge of criminal defamation is strikingly similar to the old offense of seditious libel or unlawful criticism of the government, which Sullivan Court deemed as an anathema to the First Amendment. By using a broad defamation law to suppress speech hostile to state officials, the Exeter police have invoked the spirit of the notorious Sedition Act of 1798, a law the court found to be unconstitutional in Sullivan. Gilles Bissonnette, the legal...
Gilles.
What is it? Gilles?
It's French.
Gilles Bissonnette, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Hampshire, is looking into Freese's case and told me on Friday that he's disturbed by the prosecution. It appears that the police may be using the statute to suppress speech that is critical of police. Yep. He told me this is deeply
troubling.
Sounds like
exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, he added that there is a public interest in preventing defamation. It is not sufficient to justify the repressive effect that criminal libel prosecutions may have on public expression. It would be prudent, Bissonnette said, for Exeter police to dismiss this charge immediately.
I wonder if they're thinking about that right now. I wonder if they're like, oh, this probably wasn't a good idea.
So to wrap this up, the situation in Exeter may seem to be a little more than a minor mishap, but as pundits and politicians debate censorship on college campuses, it's important to remember that law enforcement has vast power to suppress expression it dislikes. Immigration activists,
I'm glad to hear the ACLU of New Hampshire's on the case. I was just at their dinner this year on Sunday night, and they do great work here in New Hampshire.
And
really,
journalists need this freedom. I mean, this is
everybody needs this freedom.
Everybody.
There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way, and luckily, it's pretty long established in law.
Yeah.
We're coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom.
But where do you go when there's nowhere to go?
The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.